T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you think players would be willing to leave their families for 4.5 months in that scenario?
I don't know. I think that's going to be a case by case. I think it's going to be tough. I don't know if I could look at my kids just through a screen for 4 or 5 months. Same thing goes with my wife, you know, just not being able to be around. That's a long time. People have done it in harsh scenarios, I guess, but I think there's a lot of figuring out to do. I think that we're going to be able to find a way to come together and iron this stuff out and figure out a way that's safe and a way that's going to please the masses.
That's Chris Sale. He spoke with the media today. We were not informed, but we found out after the fact. And so we do have the audio, and you just heard right there Chris Sale talk about it. Now, I'm going to read through that again, because everything anybody says has got a little bit of spin to it. He does not sound like somebody who is looking forward to being without his family for 4.5 months, right? Certainly doesn't seem like he's willing to do that. Is that fair to say?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You didn't say that?
No,
because
he also said that, you know, listen, it's a new way of life. It's new times. I'm paraphrasing now, but what I heard was improvise, adapt, overcome. Mm-hmm. That it's not a big deal. I mean, if all we're talking about is just, you know, 3 months, 2 months, whatever.
Four and a half months.
Hold on. You think it's 4.5 months, but
they're saying
we're assuming. Okay, none of us think it's going to start in May, right? May is ridiculous. Let's use July. So the first 2 months, maybe the first month and a half, you are quarantined. You know, you are. But then but when you get to October and November, then, you know, you're not, because things are a little bit easier. You feel a little bit more comfortable with the situation. So I would honestly say that you're really looking at a month of doing this.
See, what I got out of that, you tell me what you got out of it, Lou. He's not happy doing it, but he understands that he's not going to rip Major League Baseball or anybody right now, because everybody's going through difficult times. But he didn't sound it.
I know, but if you're talking about the difference of being making your money and not making your money, I think everyone could sell this to their family. And not everybody is married with kids. We're acting like every single player in Major League Baseball is married with kids. How would you feel about losing your – I know, but my point is, again, you have so many different players, so many different walks of life, so many different age groups and, you know, life experiences that they've been dealing with.
See, to me, it's – you play baseball. There's no games right now. You need to do everything you possibly can to get this season in. So whatever Major League Baseball is willing to do, you need to do it. You know, whether you're away from your family, whatever it might be, okay, you have to do it. It's sort of like, you know, we always talk about like baseball games, and they're like, oh, it's raining out a little bit, just call the game. Well, you can't do that, because Major League Baseball won't allow you to do that, because they want the umpires are told to get the damn game in, you know, if you can. I don't care if it's 5 or 6 innings. We can't have freaking, you know, rainouts left and right. So there's a lot of nights you sit there and it doesn't make sense, but you do it. Why? Because this is what you do for a living. You play baseball and you got to get the game in.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play.
And this is where they're at. And you know, I don't think it's going to be 4.5 months. I think it could be 2 or 3, though.
Exactly.
And if that's the
case, might very well
then
be.
You know what? You're secluded from your family for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
By the way, that check of $10 million will clear while you do it.
Yeah, we're assuming that it's 4 months, because they're saying it's May. May's not going to happen, okay? I think it's more like a month. It's a month. It's like, you know, it's
they're
like
only going to do this for a month.
Well, sequestered you. Like, when football was like, when men were men back in the early 90s, right? When men played football, they used to send you off to camp. It wasn't, you weren't staying in a hotel. You weren't staying in no air conditioning. Hell, the beds sucked. You ate in the college cafeterias. That's basically what they'd be doing.
Yeah, they're not. If it's only a month and they get to that point where they can only do it for a month and we're in August or whatever, they're going to scrap the season. It won't be worth it to do any of that.
Don't you think that they'd play two games? They'd be double headers left and right to get as many games in as possible?
Well, maybe one a week.
You really don't have any downtime. They're talking about the possibility
of 2 7-inning games as part of a double header. Maybe twice a week they're going to do that. So anyway, Chris Sale spoke today. We didn't know about it. Why should we know? But some people were informed, and so therefore they were able to pick up on Chris Sale. And we were hoping to get somebody to talk about it. So the big fella had a little homework assignment in the last hour to get ourselves a baseball player, because if the Red Sox don't want to talk to us, we can go to other teams. They got 29 other teams in Major League Baseball. Who would you find?
Christian Yelich.
Wow.
Christian Yelich.
MVP. Remember we talked to him before?
Yes. Good.
I think so. Maybe. Yeah.
Yes, I think we might have talked to him before.
We did.
Yeah, I think there's a nice connection there. So it's not like this isn't going to be like the make-believe Trump or the make-believe Chara. You know, this is going to be the real Christian Yelich.
This is the real guy.
Are you sure, Lou? Are you sure?
I am sure.
Lou, you're in your house, okay?
No,
Christian
no I am
in a
sure because
location.
I
you don't
yeah,
know what
I
he's
am
doing.
Sure because I know
he just
this.
Sent me a he just sent me a fist bump emoji. He just sent me a fist bump emoji. Nice. So he's dialed in 5 o'clock.
Well, no. Would you do me a favor?
It's not Chara, right?
It's not. This is the real Christian. 2018 National League MVP. Yeah.
My father was a Greco-Roman wrestler.
No,
that was what you told us was going to be Chara. That you were wrong.
That
you
was,
lied to us. That
he had
day.
A cold that day.
Yeah. Oh, was that it was a cold? But would you tell Yelich that we don't do that anymore? We don't do the fist bump. We do the elbows with clothing over the elbow.
Oh, no, just clean,
no touching.
You know,
no shoe.
Yeah, just the shoes. You can do
I heard
the
it's
shoes.
A high five from there. I heard okay, nobody's so, even.
Good.
It's like
well, we got it. We not only have Yelich stinks, one of the best in the game, MVP caliber players on the Brewers, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We'll talk to him here in Boston.
Right. If the Red Sox don't want to talk to us, we'll get a Brewer, and we'll find out what he thinks about this Major League Baseball plan.
See, but here's a guy that doesn't have any kids, young. I probably wouldn't care.
I would agree.
He's going to give you a totally different answer.
He's now teammates with Brock Holt, too, so that's exciting.
Well,
that's
there you
right.
go. For
yeah,
he's got that
right.
going.
I wonder
for
how
him,
that relationship grew. Yeah, it's a short period of time too. It's not like
sure
they really got to know each other. So we'll do that.
I'd be curious to see what he thinks about quarantining himself. Like you said, Christian, no family. But yeah, I think if you're single and
he's
you're a guy like that, you'd be sitting there saying, "This is pretty neat."
No, absolutely. He's going to be fine with it. He's going to be fine. But if you're Major League Baseball and you look at the NBA and you look at the NHL and you're saying they're on life support, guys. We have a golden opportunity. Yeah. I don't blame Major League Baseball for trying to do this. And as much criticism as Major League Baseball has taken over the last few years about it's slow and young people are tuning it out. If you don't have the NBA, you don't have the NHL, guess what? People are going to be desperate. They're going to watch
this.
Major League Baseball games.
There were a couple things here in Paston's piece. Number one, we're talking about an electronic strike zone. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
And they're going to have their home plate umpire sufficient distance behind the catcher and the batter. So like 6 feet. So it's an electric strike zone. So, you know, I almost feel like it's their way of kind of introducing it. I'd rather see them introduce a damn pitch clock before this thing. But so the umpire is going to be like 6 feet behind everybody, which is going to be probably have to wear a mask under his mask.
I think everybody's going to wear a mask. They're already talking about the players wearing masks.
They do in Korea.
Yep.
The other one is this one that I like that, you know, there's a couple of them. You know, double headers if they play 2 7s, 2 7-inning games or on-field mics. But how about this? They're going to sit in the empty seats in the stands 6 feet apart. So it's like there's really no dugout? Is that what we're telling them? You're telling me there's no dugout and the players are just going to go and sit in a stand 6 feet apart? Like, and cheer from their teammates?
See, that's with them wanting to do this in May. Okay, so like if you want to have baseball right now, sure. Make sure everybody separates. Nobody's
so
next to each other.
The players are above the dugout sitting.
That
six,
won't change in July.
6 seats apart.
Yes, it will
another.
Change.
It's
in July.
It's not going to change.
Why would it not change?
Because they're already saying it. But because if you listen to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, they're saying that since there is no vaccine, it's possible we can go back to some semblance of normalcy, but we're going to have to continue to do all of these things with the mask and with the gloves and everything else. Though I think they lied to us, by the way, about the mask. Do you remember initially, instead of coming out and telling us there was a shortage of masks and we need to make sure the healthcare workers all have masks, do you remember what they told us? They told us it was worse if you wore a mask. It was worse.
Yeah. They
that's what they told us.
But we're finding out
that was a total lie now because they were fearful that they were going to run out of them with the healthcare workers. Why didn't they just tell us the truth?
I don't think they knew what the truth was, though.
Maybe.
They couldn't handle the truth.
But I don't.
That's what it really was. Good luck.
Yeah. Spending a lot of time at home, I can tell already. Day one.
For me. What do you want me to tell you?
But I do believe you're going to continue with the mask and you're going to, you know, the gloves, they'll wear gloves and stuff like that. You're going to do that for a while, Christian. I don't think people are just going to go back to normal where everybody's going to go out there. But here's the question I have, Luke, because I saw that. The guys are going to be separated by 6 feet, and they're going to be sitting in the stands as opposed to the dugout. But if I'm at home plate and I strike out and I walk back to my position or whatever, the guy in the on-deck circle is going to be – are they going to have lines or they're going to set something up so that you have to walk in a certain position?
It's going
to
be like some grocery stores where they have like one ways. You know, like the aisles are like one way. You can only go this way and kind of come back up and you gotta, it's like a snake. So what they're going to – I don't know. So I'm guessing they might have like a little returning to the dugout, go this way. Walking to the plate, go this way. Listen, I have no clue, man.
Arrows.
This is going to be like an amusement park. You can only go, you know, enter one way, exit one way.
Yeah, this is how drastic it has to be. Again, you could sit there and say mid-May. It ain't going to happen mid-May. I mean, let's hope that by mid-May we're all sitting here and saying, okay, these numbers are something we can work with. All right, we're about 2 weeks away from maybe starting camp, maybe end of June, early July. So that's, I wonder, isn't it? I don't mind these guys prepping for it, but let's not go crazy here.
Yeah, and what are they telling the players? Are they telling the players, okay, listen, you're on like a red alert at all times. Like we can stay in shape. We can call you at any point in time. And then once we call you, you're going to have 3 weeks before the regular season starts. And then we're going to double headers, ramp it up, and just get as many games in as possible. Then we're going to go late into November. I wonder I'm curious to know like how the players are actually dealing with the unknown of when they're going to start. Because they already did their ramp up. They already did their work. Then they went into camp, and then they sent them home.
Well, there's also, and that's players. A bigger problem because they're already saying it, that they have to give plenty of notice because there are a lot of players that are going to be coming in from the Dominican Republic. They're going to be coming in from Japan, Korea. They're going to be coming in from other areas. And so those people have to go into quarantine for a while before they can
So not only do you have to give them, okay, listen, so you're going to report on July 20th, which means you have to be in the States July 5th.
Yeah.
Because when you get here, we're going to have to It's a logistical nightmare.
End of May, whatever, 1st of June, or we plan on starting camp June 15th. You need to be here June 1st. You need to be quarantined for 14 days so you're ready to go June 15th.
Yeah, listen, who's in charge of so each team is going to have like a scheduling czar, somebody who deals with every person's schedule, because you're right, they're coming from all over the place. Who the hell knows where they're coming from?
Listen, all these leagues coming up, and Major League Baseball already responded to this a couple of hours ago, and they didn't poo-poo it, but what they did is it said, yeah, it's one of a bunch of different things. They're looking at contingency plans. That's what they have to do. Peter King, I don't know if you saw that, he said he wouldn't be surprised if the NFL ended up with a 14 or 12 game season this year, because guess what? That's part of their contingency plan. So if you're any of the leagues right now, you probably have plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and we may end up with plan K in the end just to get any games in right now. They have to save some money. You see what Dana White did?
Oh,
he went out and found a private island because he has so many fighters who are not United States citizens. So, and they can't get into the country and they can't fight here. So he is setting up right now a UFC on a private island.
Where is it? Where is it?
He hasn't disclosed it yet.
He's not telling anybody because he's fearful people will try to take advantage
of it. So he's got some private island and he's going to continue to do UFC every single week. See, that's the thing. See, I love Dana White just for the vision, just for the sitting there saying, okay, I'm sorry. The show's going to go on. How can we do it? You know, can we do it in a safe way? You know, and just trying to figure out everything possible. And the fact that I saw that he's private, going to a private island, I said, man, this man won't stop. Now, it's a sport. It's different than maybe, you know, other leagues. We all know that. But good for him. Good for him. That's one sport that's winning right now, if you ask me. I don't know how you guys feel, but one thing I will watch is old UFC fights, because I didn't watch many of them. So I'm not watching them all.
Really, I'm not really into watching any of these old, like, none of these Winter. Old, you know, retro games. I'm just not into it. It's like, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, and like, I'll watch the movie, The Titanic, even though I know how it ends. Okay, yeah, the ship sinks, but there's a storyline there.
Don't
that
ruin
hasn't
it.
Been
don't
told.
Ruin
yeah,
it.
But there's a lot of UFC main events you don't know.
Well, I mean, again, I'd rather sit there and just wait. I'd rather suffer in silence. I'd rather just wait. So wait, do we have sound of Dana White? Wait, let's play when we come back. Because Dana actually talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear that when we come back, and I'll take a victory lap for getting Christian Yelich on the show.
Nice job, big fella.
Good job with getting Christian Yelich.
Do that next.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, guys, Chris Sale held a conference call today. Would have been nice if WEI, the flagship station, knew about that. Today, discussing the Tommy John surgery, he did get tested for the virus once he did get to California. Of course, he said, obviously, that test came back negative. Dana White, you guys just said the UFC is back up and running as of April 18th as the organization is securing a private island to hold the fights.
That's awesome.
In the next 2 months, an international fighters will be flying to this private island to fight for the UFC.
Fantasy Island.
This is one of the best stories going.
You know what
right?
you know him too.
If you have the will,
is it?
It's going to
have a dock
find
out there. It's going to have a dock out there, and the boat's going to pull up, and the two fighters in two their separate boats are going to be there. They're going to have
the
little cocktails with little umbrellas.
Good for him.
Yep. Next Saturday is UFC 249. That is at an undisclosed location here in the U.S. Don't know where that's at right now. That is Tony Ferguson against Justin Gaethje fighting for the interim lightweight title. Red Sox Classics on your radio tonight. Game 2 of the ALCS in 2018. David Price against Garrett Cole. You can hear the game starting at 7 tonight across the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Gwen, you wanted to catch up with a baseball player, preferably a Red Sox player, but Christian Fauria has come through, and he's grabbed the 2018 National League MVP, Christian Yelich. This is not a joke. The MVP will join OMF coming up at 5 o'clock.
Why do I hear Ryan cackling in the background?
He's just as surprised as I am.
He had to reassure me this is not a joke.
It's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the air at 5 o'clock today.
I come through all the time. Okay, one time, I tried to trick you guys. Okay, one time out of 10.
I'm still not sure it was Brad Marchand.
I'm excited. It's good.
It was a good impressionist. That's what it was.
Christian Yelich joins OMF coming up at 5 o'clock here on WEEI. I'm Tyler Devin. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a day or two away from securing a private island. I have a private island that I've secured. We're getting the infrastructure put in now. So I'm going to start doing the international fights, too, with international fighters. Because I won't be able to get international fighters, all of them, into the U.S. So I have a private island. I'm going to start flying them all into the private island and doing international fights from there. So as of April 18th, the UFC is back up and running.
Dana White. I mean, he's smart, boy. He works around it. So what are people going to say? Well, we're taking all the precautions.
Optics. Yeah, oh, it looks distance. So bad.
It's a big part of it. It's a big part of it because
I think I know what he's going to.
What you do is you get a lot of people who are screaming and yelling, and it's all public pressure. People bow down to public pressure these days, Christian. People don't have the balls to go and fight it.
Where is he going, Christian? Is it like Kong Island?
You know what my guess is? Here's my guess.
No, he's going to the Fire Festival Island.
The who?
Where's that?
Pablo Escobar's island, that thing. Or the Fire Festival Island. That island is, they still got some housing there left over from the Fire Festival.
So you know what he probably is doing? You know the cruise ships? A bunch of the cruise ships have islands like down in the Bahamas. The Bahamas have Disney a million does. Of these small little islands or whatever. And I'm wondering if he's taking over one of those. Because you've got to have infrastructure on the island. You can't go and suddenly show up and it's like Gilligan's Island. You know, you're showing up and there's nothing there.
You know the island that Pinocchio went to right when he like turned into an ass?
Treasure Island?
Treasure Island.
Maybe it's Pleasure Island.
It was Pleasure Island. Yeah, the island that Pinocchio went to when they all turned into asses and they got sold off for work.
Is there like a bigger, like just boss move to just say, by the way, I've secured an island. I've got an island. Who has an island?
Like, well, as I said, the
Dana
cruise
White, like, I got an island, by the way.
The UFC is back up and running.
Well, I don't think he's buying it, Lou. I think he's probably, you know, leasing it out. And there are a bunch of people that own them down there. Like, as I said, the cruise ships do like a day for their itinerary. They drop into a day to, you know, Cay Bay Island or whatever something, you know. And he's probably leasing out one of those. But it's smart because he can sit there and say, well, we're going to do all the precautions. We're going to do all of the testing. Mm-hmm. So we're testing the fighters before they go in the ring. We're not going to have people around it, right? The octagon, we're going to...
I do think it's interesting, though, because you're right, Glenn. He just doesn't give a crap. You know, he gets heat. People give him heat for his relationship with Trump. He doesn't care. He's just going to pound sand. He does not care. He's doing what's best for him and his company.
That's what I love about him.
Nobody
likes
him. No, I know. So why doesn't Major League Baseball have the same attitude? The NBA have the same attitude?
Well, let me ask you that. Because it's fearful. So you like what he's doing, though, right, Glenn?
I do. Okay, I like what he's doing.
Do you like the optics? Mr. Optic?
Yeah, because what he's going to do is he's going to set up all of the precautions. And as Christians have said, he doesn't give a rat's ass. Major League Baseball, Lou, if the liberal media starts pounding them for putting players in harm's way, they will fold like a deck of cards.
Yeah, but
NBA will do the same thing.
About pressure. We're just talking about
that's
up
optics.
And running. The up and running your business while everything's going on in the world. To me, I think that's more of... like what you've been arguing with all these other sports, but you know Dana White's doing it, which I'm totally fine with. You know, because I'm fine with all these teams, all these sports trying to figure out a way to get back to normalcy or the new normal or just to get something kind of product going again.
Listen, I'm not
but
sitting
the
here.
The optics shouldn't change if you think it's against the optics.
But they do. But they are. It's all about public.
Two men
opinion.
Fighting in a ring. That's not social distancing.
No, because they're going to test them beforehand. So what he's saying is, we're going to test the two combatants in advance. We're not putting anybody in harm's way. So they're going to go in the ring, and they are going to fight each other, but they're both going to test negative in the test. And nobody's going to else
Listen,
is going to be able
it.
To touch them.
I love it. I think everybody should be trying to do it.
Yeah, but your whole optics, you're basically removing any of your optics opinions with MMA because of just... the way people view MMA. So if Major League Baseball wants to do it, optics, optics. NBA wants to do it, optics, optics. MMA wants to do it. Dana White is the commissioner, the owner. He runs this whole program.
Good for him.
Nobody cares because he's already established himself and his personality as of not giving a crap what you think. Where Major League Baseball, they do. NBA, of course they do.
That's
the
my
NFL,
point.
They
That's
do.
My point. You're making
but
my
so
point right now.
I know,
Thank
but you can't. But optics still play a role in it. If you're the optic police, like you are, he shouldn't get a pass. It's a bad look or it's a bad look.
Christian, you're missing my point on that end. I'm not an optics guy. I'm the opposite of an optics guy.
No, we all have voted
I'm
and you're you, an optics guy.
Well, you are an optics guy.
What is the opposite of optics, guys? The one that keeps pointing out the bad optics.
You're totally missing the point.
For like 2 weeks, you can only keep bad optics.
First of all, just admit
what's going on. Can't have free agency. Can't have the draft. Bad optics.
That's what the O stands for. The big O stands for optic guy.
Listen, they don't have the balls. I'll give you another one. They're now arresting people. They're arresting people right now who go outside. Okay? Are we not going to a real extreme? But the problem is when you have Dr. Fauci and you have Dr. Birx and they're sitting there telling you can't do this or you can't do that, then you get the police who are out there screaming and yelling at you. I think you're missing the point. The optics are there and that prevents it from it looks bad. But I would fight it, and I would do what Dana White's doing. I agree.
But it looks so bad, Optics Man.
No,
Optics
but he's man. But he's not, guys. Guys, he's
here
not.
Here to save the day from guys, things that don't look
how
right.
How did you just flip? How did you just flip this thing? You know what? Screw it. Because you don't
here's
care.
The difference.
Just do your thing. I'm all for it.
Here's the
because
difference.
Because for weeks it's been Optic like man. Optics Police. You have not been the opposite of Optics Police.
Listen,
you have been the Optics Police.
The Optics. Let's dump
about?
The word Optics because you're using the word wrong.
Oh, okay? Now it's you're not, stupid, Lou. He just called you stupid. Lou, now you're dumb.
Get the word out.
The NFL, you've said what Dana White is doing for weeks.
What Dana White is doing is he's insulating himself from any of those optics so that people can use a bad look against him. So he's sitting there going, we're on a private island, okay? Everybody's getting tested on the private island. We're putting limited people on the private island,
yeah.
And the people that are going to be fighting are going to go into the ring, and they are all going to be pre-tested. We're going to have doctors there. So what he's doing is he's taking away
NBA
all of that.
That's what the Major League Baseball is going to do.
But Major League Baseball can't do it with that many people. He's doing it with very few people. He's doing it with two people in the ring at one time.
Every test is important. I would say you can't spare any of them. I mean, that's what the optics would tell you. The optics would tell you, well, that's still a bad look.
Well, I mean, you're putting on a sports program.
I think it is. I think people are going to say that.
You're putting on a pay-per-view. You were so concerned about the NFL putting on the draft television broadcast. How are you going to be able to do this with MMA?
I already told you.
People in the same room.
I mean, I don't mind
don't
having the NFL.
A couple people could put on a TV show, do you?
I don't mind having the NFL draft. What I said to you is that if we're if you're telling the public, and you have the country's leading doctors sitting there saying that you can have people next to each other, and then suddenly you're going to do it on the night of a draft, you tell me that people aren't going to be critical of that? That you're not putting people in harm's way? But you're putting people
because
in harm's way.
Because you're optics police.
Dana's not putting people in harm's way right now.
I can just see the preview now, the premiere now. Here comes a little kid. Two kids are sitting there going, hey, you know, should we run in there? But everybody says we shouldn't go in there. Here comes Optic Man. You know what? That's a bad look, little Johnny. You probably shouldn't go in there. You'll get in trouble. Thank you, Optic Man.
You are so missing the point. So missing the point. So do you
and
think
then all of a sudden
do you
Optic
think,
Man wakes up one
this.
Morning and is like, I'm opposite Optic Man.
Yeah, I don't want to be Optic Man anymore. So is Dana
I like Dana White. I'm
so Dana White is not necessarily putting people in harm's way, correct? Is he?
No, by doing neither this? Is the NFL. Okay. Neither is the NFL doing a draft. But you all
no,
bad
no,
optics.
I don't think the NFL is putting people in harm's way with the draft. I agree.
And you were concerned about the NFL putting on a TV right. show because it takes a lot of people, but now you're not worried about the UFC doing it.
What should we do? What should we do? Let's ask Optic Man so we don't get in trouble. Okay. All right. All right. Make fun of all of this. That's okay.
No, we're making fun of you.
Major crisis going on. And you're just making fun of the whole thing.
We argue with what the NFL is doing with the draft, and it's optics, and it takes a lot of people to put on a TV show, and you don't understand, Lou, what it takes.
He's going to get.
And all of a sudden now, pay-per-view is no big deal. UFC,
he's
going to
get criticized.
No big deal.
He's going to get criticized with it. Do you agree he's going to get criticized with it?
Not just people. You were being right. critical. Not just people.
Oh my gosh!
Well, but he's going to get heat with this one, but he is going to fight it. Unlike the other leagues that are not willing to fight it.
No, nobody cares. Nobody's going to sit there and try and fight him because he knows he'll just go tell him to go pound sand.
Right.
So they don't even try to fight him because he's not. You know what? He's your nemesis. Dana White is Optic Man. He's basically Lex Luthor.
He's like Trump. He's going to fight right. He's like Trump. He's going to fight right through. That's what he's going to do. He's going to fight right through.
What is your weakness, Optic Man? Reality?
What are you talking about? Reality.
I'm trying to know, what is Optic Man's weakness? What is Optic Man's weakness? We got to build a whole character out of self-awareness.
I am self-aware. I think there's no question. I am self-aware of some of this stuff. I think you have
you know
to
we're putting you in a suit now, right? We're putting you in a
Optic
suit. The
Man.
Big O. Now we finally know what the Big O stands for.
Okay.
Optic Man.
You guys obviously don't care about the public. I get that. I understand that. It's all right. We can ignore the public. Screw the rest of the public.
Oh, my God. That's like the best. That's the best superhero ever. It's like
you don't think Schefter was right last week?
He is your sidekick. That's Optic Man's sidekick.
Do you think Schefter was right last week?
He's your Robin.
Do you think Schefter was right last week?
Well, what do you mean? As far as what part of it, what he said?
When he said it's going to look bad. Now, you can fight through it, and that's what Dana White is willing to do. You can fight through the negativity out there because there are people that are going to chastise the NFL, especially if something goes wrong. But was Schefter right about this? Because it is not a real good look when everything is going on in the country. It's a bad look for me. You already said it. It's a bad look for Major League Baseball to try to start this up in May.
Listen, do not use your mind trick on me, Optic Man. Optic Man, I have
good mind trick. That's one of his powers. That's one of his superpowers.
He's trying. I'm fighting Optic Man. Like Optic Man, I'm not going to succumb to your powers.
No, I think
these are not the drugs you're looking for. That's what's next.
You want to see somebody? You want to see somebody who's really paranoid about the NFL draft?
Who?
I got somebody for you.
Who?
John Harbaugh, coach of the Baltimore Ravens. He's very concerned. Very concerned.
Are you going to tell us why when we come back?
Yep, we're going to tell you all when we come back because that's like, isn't it?
Yep.
Didn't he have problems before with this with security? Didn't he have a security issue before with the New England Patriots? Weren't the Patriots? Didn't he think the Patriots were stealing stuff from him?
It was like the guard that went out as tight end.
Yes, exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah, he had trouble with that. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that. John Harbaugh, very concerned about this upcoming NFL draft. Amy Trask was not yesterday. John Harbaugh is. We'll get to that and more coming up next right here on OMF.
You know what makes us all feel better?
Back to more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
How many times do I have to tell you they pick up the trash on Tuesday?
It's OMF.
This is what you're dealing with.
On EEI.
And they keep on talking about they can separate people and they do whole thing virtual and whatever. There's only so much you can do. They're already saying now that the team's staff can go back.
I don't even care about the logistics of it. I don't care about that. I'm talking about from an appearance standpoint.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
So I don't care about the logistics.
No, it's a bad luck.
We all know what the logistics are.
It's bad luck. I agree. It's a bad look. But they're going to do it anyway because the NFL doesn't care. And will I watch it? Absolutely. Bad look.
Nobody is going to be. You know, we're still working.
People are going to piss and moan about it. You're wrong about that.
We're still working. Is that a bad look that we're talking about the draft? That we're going to do?
No, because.
It's not really that the NFL doesn't care. Like they're this, like, you know, all powerful thing, which they are. I get it. But. You know, if they were during the season, they wouldn't be playing football games this week. So we don't care with the NFL. Right. They actually have an opportunity to have free agency in a draft in which they don't play games. It's just a little side thing they do in the off season. You know, I mean.
So John Harbaugh is worried about this,
and he should be. We joked about this yesterday.
Yep, he said that sensitive team information is now more vulnerable to getting stolen. Because of the technology that NFL teams are relying upon to connect with players during the coronavirus epidemic. At a time when teams are preparing to go virtual from playbooks to meetings, Harbaugh has immediately texted the Ravens information technology members when he read about Zoom and the other online resources getting hacked. So two things are happening with Zoom. One, it's getting hacked. Second, is that it's getting so overloaded because so many people are using it now during the coronavirus that they're using their lines through China. And people are very, very concerned about that as well. And so Harbaugh is extremely concerned. So what do you think the chances are that a team or the league ends up getting hacked as part of all of this? Because this is something Harbaugh is concerned with.
I said one of the things I'm looking for draft night is being on Twitter and somebody like live tweeting, like Facebook Live, because they got in to the New England Patriots war room. And you see, like, just a picture of, like, 20 individuals, and Bill's there, and everyone's there. Like, and it's just somebody hacked into it and put it on social media.
You know, what I think is going to happen? I'm waiting for someone to leave the mic on and not press mute.
Yes.
Then somebody, because isn't there going to be a master control? Right, so there's going to be a master control that pods everybody up and down. Okay, we're going to go to Jacksonville now. Okay, you're on air, and then maybe they never go off screen and they never turn their mics off.
No, I don't think it's going to work that way. What Harbaugh is saying is they're going to have private conversations with all of their people. What he's concerned with is somebody is going to hack into that. So that's not going to go into the network.
Wait, so hold on. So
the network's going to broadcast their own telecast.
So, okay, well, hold on. Let me just clear it up then, all right? Because so everyone for the New England Patriots is going to be on a private, dedicated Zoom feed.
Yeah, I don't know how private it is, but yes.
No, from their Zoom feed, okay, private or not.
You're assuming that only 10 people are on that feed. You can talk freely. You can send messages.
Correct.
That's actually a great point, though, because I'm telling you, if they can hack into that and they can hear it. So I doubt teams are going to be communicating freely through Zoom. It's going to be over the phone or through text.
Well,
I would be worried about that. That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, I would, because Harbaugh, you talk about the draft, right? But he says big concern. He said, hopefully we'll be okay. I wouldn't want some opposing coach have our playbook. Because I don't think like draft meeting, this upcoming draft is the only time any of these teams are using Zoom, right? I mean, it's off season. I mean, look at the New England Patriots. Look at Tom Brady and Byron Leftwich, whoever it might be, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I bet you they're doing a lot of communication, whether it's through Zoom or not, putting playbooks together, putting things into their playbook on Zoom, right? Having some kind of a discussion. So it's not just their ESPN draft or draft meetings and things like that. Draft rooms, I'm sure they're doing a lot of technical stuff they would normally do in face to face in their facility.
That's what Harbaugh is saying, and we've seen a major league team get into a computer system in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
we saw that happen.
Well, and baseball players are more advanced,
heavily penalized.
I'm sure this is sponsored, right? I mean, it's GoPro cameras on the pylon cameras. It's
you're confusing the difference here of the telecast. That's going
to
be
no. I'm not. No, my point is like what the telecast will go to the Patriots, and then there'll be. I'm just assuming there'll be a Zoom marketing campaign. Just using that as an example, but no, I'm not separating because I agree with you. I think the Patriots aren't picking till the 23rd pick. So when are they? They're going to be talking throughout the draft, back and forth through video conferencing.
Right.
So who and they're not even going to be on camera. So but they're having discussions. So you don't think someone right now is trying to figure out some sort of algorithm to try and sneak into that thing?
Yes.
And no question. Just maybe.
No question.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when Barstool Sports and Big Cat did this when Andy Reid was doing a press conference?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Missed extra points were a big story this year. Have you guys discussed the possibility of eliminating extra points and having a control center where a greased up Andy Reid climbs a goalpost like a double dare challenge? Could be fun.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's just getting a conference call.
But
illegally, they didn't have there was a number and a code in which you were authorized to come onto the thing.
That's easy.
Right, and they were able to get
I'm not sure this other stuff is that difficult.
A quick follow-up. Can you get rid of the senior suffix on the nameplate since it's just kind of a brag that the player had sex at one point? NFL is kind of a family television deal.
That is true. Senior, just bragging.
Steve Smith, senior. But can you imagine the frustration level that Bill Belichick is going to have with this? So Belichick likes to have people around him and likes to be able to have that conversation. He's going to be sitting on his couch, and he's going to have a screen in front of him, okay? And he's going to have all of these different people, and he's going to be asking questions. This is going to be extremely frustrating.
I can't get my cell phone on.
I am curious to know if is each team required to set up their own dedicated private Zoom feed?
I think each team is probably, the NFL's probably given them parameters on how to do it or whatever, but wouldn't you?
But you're telling me this is going through China now, so I mean, it's not a direct line of communication. It's almost like it's a third party.
We mentioned before.
Zoom is a third party.
A third party being. Okay, so you're going from the United States to China. I just feel like there's a lot of,
But see, I would go, if you're Bill, and we had talked about this the other day, you go into Robert and say, okay, how can Kraft Productions help us through this thing? if it was, say, NBC Sports, and they're like, yeah, no, this is what we use. We could probably put 8 people up on the board at once. And we can each have you guys with an earpiece.
That'd be a smart move by Bill.
And we can have you guys talk to one another. Like, it's a TV show. as opposed to Zoom, you know, and we control it.
Jonathan, why don't we use those two guys that we used for that game, Cincinnati game, the Bengals game? Why don't we have those two guys do it for us? Because they're really good.
Yeah, but you're right, though. You treat it more like a TV show, and then just allow the league the ability to splice in for a certain amount of time, and then you control whether they're in or out, and that way, you know, there's less room for error. And so,
see, I don't know if you can do that with TV. So you're right. Normally what they do is they have a fixed camera in the war room, and they'll pick up as the team, and Dallas loves this because Jerry Jones loves sitting there and smiling as they make the selection. I'm not sure that you can pick up on there, and you're not going to have people in the war room. So what are you going to do? Does anybody think that Bill Belichick is going to allow a camera in his living room so that ESPN or NFL Network can pick up on that thing?
This isn't about a computer.
No,
I don't think they're going to do any of that. I'm not sure they're going to do any of that.
Well, think about it, though. When the pick comes in, so the New England Patriots are on the clock. All you really see is whoever is sitting at that little table, like with the old football helmet phone, right? That's the only person you see. Roger Dale comes up. You don't ever see Bill. They're usually not one of those dedicated teams that allow you to see everything. What Kraft Sports Productions will do is they will release some footage afterwards of showing the call to the player, but you really only see Roger Goodell. Like you don't really see anybody else. So it's really not as big of a problem as maybe we think it is, because all these teams are just going to send a message. There's going to be one person.
Oh, no, that's the easiest part of the process.
Yeah,
when they
show like the war room for a team, I mean, how many people are usually in that war room? Is there a dozen?
More than that.
Just in the room?
Yes.
Usually when you see that the round table.
20 maybe? Sure.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's. Yeah, but you know what?
Well, there are other people on the fringes,
about five or six that don't need to be there that were just invited.
Yeah, but you've got a bunch of other people on the fringe that are outside that room that are bringing stuff in and out. But there are probably 20, and some organizations may even have more than that.
Well, no, they have a lot of football ops, but I'm talking about as far as a war room goes, how many people, if you were to just strip it down, skeleton crew, how many would you need? How many would you need? Seven, eight?
I mean, but you're not going to have any. They're not doing that. So the league has already said you can't do that.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe, by the way, that there isn't going to be some rules violations throughout this whole process. And by that, it's going to turn into, well, Jesus, I mean, you know, it said we hope they're going to abide by all the rules, and it's not a rule. So we actually rented out the fifth floor of the Westin Hotel. We all had rooms right next to each other. And, you know, we went two to a room, and that's how we did it.
So what are they going to do, have an investigation, and then they'll have the report come out a year and a half from now?
But whatever, local spot here. Everybody was just kind of, we got two or three people in each room.
I want to go back I
just find it hard to believe that that's not going to happen, that everyone's going to be one person at a house, and
gonna
that's how it's going to work.
That's what the rules are. I guess you could probably have Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones together, right? Family members. So maybe they can pull that off. Maybe Stephen Belichick could be there with Bill. Maybe they allow that.
Maybe Lou will come back.
Maybe Lou will come back. But getting back to what Christian said, Christian, I think the easiest part of the process, and something that won't change, though it's going to look totally different, may look similar to what we saw with WWE the other night, is that once a team makes a decision, the designated person that makes the call to the NFL executive or staff worker, that's not going to change. You pick up the phone and you say, the Patriots draft Joe Schmo, tight end, Alabama, whatever. And then he passes it along, writes it down, and it goes to the commissioner. And then the only difference is the commissioner is going to sit there instead of coming up to the podium, hearing the ding, 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 ding bell, and him getting up there and everybody go, boo. You're not going to hear any of that. None of that interaction. The commissioner is going to sit on his couch and just read it. There'll be no hugs. There'll be nothing. What do they do after he reads it?
Who cares?
Yeah.
No, I think there will be. I think that the benefit that the NFL has is they're watching everybody else screw it up. The WWE completely screwed it up. Like they did not produce it right. ESPN, NFL Network. They're all gonna have a word in. They're all gonna have an opinion, because how do you make it interesting? Like picking the player is just one part of it. What the NFL has been able to do is just really enhance the experience. Something that they used to just be so boring and monotonous and long, okay, because there used to be so many rounds, they have fixed. And I'm telling you, like, the NFL is going to do it right.
Well, that part of it, though, that we just discussed is the easy part of it. You could do that. That's not going to be a problem. That's not going to change much other than, I disagree with you, Christian. I think there's going to be no flair around it. You're going to get sick of the commissioner coming out there on his couch, going to his couch and just saying it. There's going to be no fanfare. There's going to be nothing, no hugs, nothing where the cameras deviate off of him.
I understand that, but honestly, Glenn, like, you make it sound like the fanfare and the hugs is kind of what makes it. And I don't think it's as anything.
Oh,
to
I think
do with
it. I think it does, guys. I think when they put the camera, all of that stuff. Think about it. Guys,
no, the analyst breaking down. Who do you think? What does this team need? Who's on the board next? What do you got? Let's go. Let's hear his name. Boom, Jimmy Smith. Okay, great. Like, you know, let's tell me about Jimmy Smith. And then they come back and they show them hugging. And that doesn't make it for me. I don't say, oh, thank God they didn't miss the hug. Like, thank God I got that hug in because this whole production thing would have gone down south.
I think it's
about the analyst breaking these guys down, looking at teams' needs. That's part of the production element.
Yeah, I think it's going to lose all of a lot of that flair because what happens is when he announces it, then the camera goes, because you're going to get the same camera angle now.
Yep.
So the camera angle goes to the person who's, especially in the first round and early into the second round, where they're going to be sitting there. They get up, they're hugging everybody in their family. They're hugging their coach. They get up there, they put the cap on. All of that stuff goes away while the analysts are talking. Now what you're going to get is you're going to get Mel Kiper on a Skype by himself without a lot of interaction sitting there and just explaining it all. It's going to look different. But I get it. I mean, they've got to do it. But I don't think any of that is going to be a logistical problem. Where I think there's a logistical problem, this is where I think Harbaugh is right. I think internally with teams, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we have delays in this thing. Where the league comes up and says, we're putting a pause on this because so-and-so, they couldn't communicate or they lost some
of the
feeds. But
isn't that kind of what Amy Trask was talking about yesterday? That's the beauty of it. That's the fun of it. You know, some kid walking around in the background, maybe his diaper's falling off, you know, maybe, you know, it just, all the things that can happen are going to happen. I don't care any, whatever you think could happen, probably will. And you hope it does. Because I don't think Roger Goodell is going to sit in front of this, you know, blank screen like he's some, you know, captured, you know, war veteran or something like that, where they say blink twice for, you know, Joe Burrow. You know, I don't think that's going to be the case.
It'll be fun because then there will be people. Like, I could see that, you know, if some team is, we need extra time. I could see Bill, like, you know, being like the one pick away, being like, what do you mean extra time? They should lose their spot. We should be able to pick now. I don't care. Figure it out. You know, be better prepared. You know, I think it's going to be absolute chaos if like Zoom does go down for one team and they're going to need more time. Other people will go nuts.
Yeah, because part of the reason that they're doing this where they're basically quarantining everybody individually.
It's like a new drink.
Yeah. They're doing it because there are different parts of the country where there are hot spots and other areas where there aren't, and they want to give everybody a fair playing field. That's what they want to do. All right, 617-779-7937. Well, the NFL will be able to learn from the WNBA, right? Aren't they doing their draft
17
here soon? Yeah. So they'll be able to learn from that.
No one's bitching about that. Where's the optics there, Captain Optics guy?
Excuse me. Do you really care about the WNBA draft? Were you planning on watching the WNBA draft?
It's sponsored by the NBA, right? It's the NBA, isn't it?
What would Captain Optics say about the WNBA holding their draft? Well, Captain Optics wouldn't really care about the WNBA.
I don't care about the WNBA. I could care less about the
still
WNBA.
Still bad optics.
I didn't watch it before. I never watched their draft before. I'm certainly not going to watch it now. All right, 617-779-7937. It's coming up on 4 o'clock. It means we will get an update on where we are with all of this with the coronavirus. And we got some good news coming up in the next hour. And then, by the way, we found a Major League Baseball player coming on at 5 o'clock today. Kind of give us an idea of what's going on and what he thinks about the plan of moving everything to Arizona. It's not a Red Sox player. We tried. Instead, it is Christian Yelich. Pretty good player. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.